Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we've said before, making law is a lot like making sausage, and watching the process is not for the faint of heart. With just over 2 weeks remaining in the 2021 legislative session, it's all coming down to the wire, and as happens toward the end of every session, there are still some very big bills under consideration. To add to the pressure, Thursday is the transmittal deadline for appropriation and revenue bills. Any tax or spending bill that hasn't reached the other chamber by then will die a quick and unceremonious death. Among those affected are three major bills dealing with the implementation of the voter-passed legalization of recreational marijuana. Why these are left till the final days of the session is anyone's guess, but it happens every session without fail. This results in abbreviated hearings and cries from legislators that there's not enough time to study the bills before the vote. At that point, House and Senate leadership usually steps in and instructs their members to vote yes just to get the bill past the deadline, then consider the substance of the bill on the other side. Kind of like passing the bill so you can see what's in it. It's a lousy way to make law, and as I said, watching the process is not for the faint of heart. 2 weeks ago, in a hearing on campus free speech, proponents and opponents were limited to 1 minute to make their case. Even the lieutenant governor was held to the 1 minute rule as she spoke in favor of the bill. When most people think of legislative hearings, they picture a systematic argument laid out by someone resembling Perry Mason. Sadly, that's rarely the case. The most effective testimony is less than 3 minutes per person. It's a discipline, but it forces the witnesses to condense their thoughts into clear, concise testimony that holds the committee's attention. Shakespeare once said that brevity is the soul of wit. The same holds true for testifying on a bill. That said, 1 minute is way too short even for the most experienced witnesses. Another challenge is the fact that hard and fast rules more closely resemble suggestions as we get closer to deadlines. In the case of committee hearings, the rules require 2 days' notice before the hearing takes place. Toward the end of the session, meetings take place at the call of the chair. That means you can have as little as 15 minutes' notice before a meeting happens. That's why our lobbyists never leave the Capitol as deadlines draw near. You might only have time for a 3-minute conversation with a legislator as he steps into a meeting that was called 15 minutes before. It can be frustrating, especially for those new to the process, but it is what it is, and effective lobbyists quickly learn how to roll with the punches. Another thing you learn quickly is that nothing is really dead until the final gavel on the final day. I remember 12 years ago when we introduced our first school choice bill. The head lobbyist for the teachers union thought that he had the bill killed several times, but somehow, using a wide variety of procedural moves, we managed to bring it back to life. Finally, one day in the hallway, he confided that the education establishment had nicknamed the bill Lazarus because it just wouldn't die. Another trick is to hijack a bill and amend the language of a dead bill into it. It's frustrating, but it happens, and it's why our team is on the ground in the Capitol until the motion to adjourn is made and the final gavel falls. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.